This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Dandelions have appeared amid the warm temperatures we've had. My husband and I battle every year. I call it the dandelion divide over the use of chemicals. Rather than battle, why not just eat them? This will age me, but do you remember Yule Gibbons, a proponent of eating wild foods? His line was, "All parts are edible." That would be true for the dandelion. In many European countries, it's a part of their diet. I'll have a recipe for wilted dandelion salad on GardenBite.com. One of the most important things to remember before you pick those dandelions for sustenance is that they are herbicide and pesticide free. Don't spray your lawn to get rid of them and then decide to eat them. Choose dandelions that are left to grow undisturbed by chemicals. The various parts of the dandelion have medicinal and culinary uses. The roots can be harvested when the ground thaws and can be eaten raw, steamed, or even dried, roasted, and ground into a coffee substitute. Yep, I'll have that recipe too. The flowers are best known for winemaking, but you can add them to your salad, make jelly, or dip them in batter to make dandelion fritters. The leaves are a veritable treasure of good stuff for you. Loaded with antioxidants, potassium, and vitamins A and C, you've got a medicine cabinet in your lawn. The greens can be eaten raw, steamed, boiled, or sautéed. Be sure to harvest them young if you'll be eating them raw. The older leaves can be bitter, so it's best to cook them. I'll have much more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.